Rebobinando.
Los dos temas más vendedores de Queen en Estados Unidos fueron Another One Bites the Dust y Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Sin embargo, la historia de esa formación en Estados Unidos arranca muchos años antes, allá por 1974, cuando presentan su tercer álbum, el Sheer Heart Attack, y en él estaba Killer Queen. Ese tema de Freddie Mercury lo descubrió como un himno dedicado a una cortesana bebedora de Moshandon y consiguió entrar por primera vez en el top 10 de Estados Unidos. Manolo Castro, Radio 5, Todo Noticias.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder jelly, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try? She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, you that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely right. She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Anytime. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?